It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line from Hamilton, which is on stage now over at Shea's Performing Arts Center through October 27th. Tickets at Shea's Buffalo Theater box office or Ticketmaster.com. Lily Soto, part of the cast of Hamilton. Lily, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Great to have you on. And before we get into the show and Hamilton and the buzz around it and everything like that, I always got to ask, when people come through Buffalo, what do you make of the city so far?
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for having me. I've never been to Buffalo before, so I've already, you know, got my wings going on. I'm ready to just, like, look at the city and travel. So, yeah.
Do you get to get out a lot, explore when you're part of a touring cast, when you're here for a little bit of a run? Like, how much free time do you generally have?
We usually have free time during the days, which is really nice because that's when we get to really explore the city. So we do have like a fair share of exploring when we go to a new city.
I have to imagine wings, though, like not the best thing before performing on stage, like anything. I mean, right? Is there like a special, do you have like a meal routine before you go on for a performance?
I usually don't because I really enjoy food. So I try to just make it work, but usually before a show, it's just more of like you don't want to eat anything too crazy heavy, you know, because we'd be running around.
That would make sense to me. It's like you got to find that balance. You probably find it after like a certain number of shows. You've been in the business for a certain amount of time. You strike that balance between you don't want to be hungry, the grumbling stomach. We've all had that. Like that doesn't do anything. But you don't want to be too full. Because then when you're you know, jumping around, that's that could end ugly. Anyways, Hamilton, which is here through October 27th at Shea's. I mean, the Tony Award winning, it's like it was the biggest play on Broadway, the biggest musical in, I don't know, a long, long time. The buzz around Hamilton, it's really unlike anything we've seen in that business for some time. So how did you get to be a part of Hamilton?
Yeah, I am new to the company. I graduated college this past May. So I had a pretty interesting audition experience. I basically just went in for them my last spring semester of college, and I went and did an in-person audition, and I ended up booking it. So I had a very quick turnaround.
That's pretty impressive. From college to Hamilton, I mean, were you like floored when you got the news?
Oh, yeah. I cried. I cried and I immediately called both my parents and we all cried together. So
now, have you gone and seen it in person before you got, like, were you following Hamilton? Were you able to see it anywhere before you even auditioned?
I knew of the show. I watched it on Disney Plus. Of the film, but I didn't see it in person actually on Broadway until after I booked it.
So Hamilton's been to Buffalo a few times now, even in just a few short years, and you're kind of seeing that around the country. What is it about it that keeps people coming back?
Personally, for me, it's so well written. It's not only the music is incredible and how each thing perfectly fits into each song and the amount of detail. That's the thing is that when people first come to see the show, you have a lot of information coming at you and you could just keep watching the show and see something different and like have all this different meaning behind all the songs. There's just so much information that it keeps people wanting to come back for more.
You want to catch it again or maybe see anything that you might have missed because you're wowed by something that happened before. And there's no rewind button. at Shays.
Yeah.
I noticed.
Yes.
That. Maybe next year. They're working on some things there. So I don't know what they have in store. But now Hamilton, it has, I mean, the soundtrack probably went even more crazy than the musical did. I mean, people have never seen the show, had the soundtrack, and some of those songs were hitting the charts and things like that. And it's a soundtrack that you might not necessarily associate with Broadway, but it had been something that a lot of shows have been doing for a while, right? Like hip-hop, R&B, and incorporating a lot of different types of music into a musical. It's been there for a while, but do you feel like Hamilton kind of blew the door open to let people know, like, hey, we're not just like your old-fashioned show tunes?
Yeah, for sure. I think mainstream music and pop and hip-hop have been, at the time, were being integrated into musical theater, like especially with Lynn's in the Heights and already having a lot of those hip-hop elements mixed with Latin music. So there's like lots of things coming in, but specifically with Hamilton, I think that formula of like kind of the barrier of what makes a musical theater song kind of is blurred, and making it more mainstream and hip-hop and pop, and like you could just listen to the album and just, oh, this could be just on the radio, which I think like brought in a whole new audience to theater.
And it's an audience that keeps coming back, as we mentioned, to Hamilton, again, at Shays. You can get tickets at the box office or Ticketmaster.com now through October 27th. What about you? You know, going forward, it's got to be crazy. You're in Hamilton right out of college. Are you like set on Broadway? Do you love this style, or are you looking at absolutely anything and everything under the sun? Or is that like a tough transition to make from, you know, Broadway or doing something on stage with singing and dancing to, you know, acting in a movie that has none of that? Or, you know, where do you see yourself in the future?
Right. I'm honestly, I've always been a very open person to anything that involves performing and just being on stage. But right now I'm happy to be with Hamilton and just like enjoying my time. And in the future, hopefully I'll be able to do some other things and just like expand and challenge myself, whether that's film, TV, recording. But yeah.
Well, it sounds great. And we look forward to seeing you on stage here in Buffalo. Enjoy the city while you're here, too, because it's a great place. Lily, thanks. Lily Soto is part of the cast. Hamilton on stage at Shays now through October 27th. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.